is our returning champion, Elizabeth Ward, from Santa Monica, California. Stand by to see Elizabeth play for gold coins, valued at $7,084. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering an Audi valued at $23,972 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Nice to have you with us for Sale of the Century. Let us quickly welcome back our champion, Elizabeth Ward. Hi, Elizabeth.
Jim. Hi.
Doing very well.
Thank you.
Our young author, and you're married, yes?
Yes.
How long have you been husband married? I didn't ask you that.
Well, we got married on our 7th anniversary of living together.
Oh.
So, we've been married 2.5 years since then.
Oh. Okay. Elizabeth, you've got $225 in your bank account. You need just $35 more, and you can have those gold coins worth over $8,000. So, you ready to go today?
Yeah.
Good luck. Here to introduce the challengers, Summer Bartholomew. Hello there, Summer. What you got planned over the next couple days?
As a matter of fact, I'm going to a wedding. Janine Yori and Rudy Placek, who is my boyfriend's sister, I'm going to be at their wedding.
Good.
In fact, right after the wedding, we're joining them in their honeymoon, my boyfriend and I, to Hawaii.
I'm sure
they're going to have a wonderful weekend.
Yes, they'll really enjoy that. Who did you bring us?
They don't know it either. Our first contestant's head is in the clouds, originally from Ossining, New York. Give a big hand to Gabriel Valenzuela.
Hello there, Gabriel.
And this next contestant loves the great outdoors from Los Angeles, California. Give a hearty welcome to Dave Zuckerman.
Hi there, Dave. See you a little later, Mr. Barton Center. Let's get acquainted with these gentlemen. Dave, you love the great outdoors.
Yes, I do, Jim. I like to backpack and ski and do all those things, but I have the worst sense of direction of anybody on Earth.
Really?
I get lost all the time.
Out in the woods there?
I always take a compass.
Oh, okay. Good thinking. Nice to have you here. Glad you found your way here. And Gabriel, your head is in the clouds. What's meant by that?
That's right, Jim. Well, when I was a student pilot, I was going on my first solo flight, landing at Dallas Love Field, and missed the runway, landed on the taxiway in front of his 747. He didn't like it.
No.
No.
Sounds like
not
you,
at
and,
all.
You and Dave belong together there.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
You both of you getting lost. Nice to have you here. $20 starts all three players off. And the player with the most money at the end of the show is, of course, the champion gets to do some great shopping. Let's get underway with this one. Name the TV show that features such comic segments as Karnak the Magnificent. Dave.
The Tonight Show.
The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. You're right. $5 for the correct answer. And Dave goes to 25. The largest island in the state of New York is a very appropriate name. Gabriel?
Long Island.
Long Island is what it is. Yes, and Gabriel the 25. This general won his nickname at the Battle of Bull Run by standing like a stone wall. Gabriel.
Jackson.
Jackson. Stonewall Jackson. That's right. Gabriel into the lead now. In Ben Franklin's famous proverb, what two things will make a man, Elizabeth?
Early to bed and early to rise.
That's what makes him healthy, wealthy, and wise. Good anticipation from the champion, and she's right, goes to 25. After the Beatles split up, Paul McCartney formed his own group. Elizabeth.
Wings.
Wings, that's what it was. And Elizabeth ties Gabriel for the lead. Good time to go into a tie because it is time now for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise, sale surprise, with a cash bonus, of course, could come up at any time. Gabriel and Elizabeth, now you're in a tie. Only one of you can have this. When you hear the low sale of the century price, hit your buzzer for one of you. This is yours.
Gabriel or Elizabeth, if you like to watch a little TV, you'll enjoy this amazing micro-color TV. Pocket-sized with a 2-inch diagonal picture. Comes with mini headphones and a built-in stand from the price of his toys. This micro TV is normally priced at $499. And today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Oh! I don't know if you could see the sitting there looking like a movie screen, but this is so tiny and is wonderful. It is $499 for a color television for five. Only one of you can have it. For four. For three. $2. Gabriel will buy for $2. You've got yourself a wonderful item. Enjoy that. I'll put it back here in its drive-in setting. Whatever happened to them? Cost you just $2. We knock it off your score down to 28. Elizabeth in the lead for the first time today. What four words are the traditional opening to a fairy tale? Dave.
Once upon a time.
You got it. You go into the lead. They're tying, Elizabeth. Act 30 as we add another five.
When Alexander Haig resigned as Secretary of State, Elizabeth?
He said I have to quit.
No, I know it's George Shultz who replaced him, and I think they're still alive. You add another five, Elizabeth, going to 35. Or going to 25, I beg your pardon, as you'll lose the five. The best-selling novel of both 1972 and 1973 was a slim volume by Richard Bach about Dave?
About a seagull, Jonathan Livingston Seagull.
That's exactly what it was, and Dave adds another five, and he goes into the lead. Game is very close. Time now for the fame game as the players try for a pick of that fame game board by getting a famous person. I was born in Brooklyn in 1942. While awaiting a show business break, I worked as a switchboard operator. I won a Greenwich Village nightclub contest, finally made my Broadway debut. I stole the show with my clowning and singing and won the New York Critics Award for the role of Yetta Marmelstein, and I can get it for you wholesale. Dave!
Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand is right. Yeah, that's where she got her start. Dave, you've got a pick of the board. Nine numbers up there. You'll get what's behind whichever one you choose.
Number four, please.
And behind number four, we have a metal detector. A White's metal detector featuring ground exclusion balance to help you locate coins, jewelry, and precious metals while excluding mineralized soil. Furnished by White's Electronics.
Now, see, you're laughing, but that's the perfect prize for Dave. He can drop little nails as he goes into the woods and find his way back. I'll make it work, friends. We'll be right back. You know, before we get back to the game, we talk from time to time about players passing on items and trying for other things. Elizabeth passed on the camera, didn't take that. She didn't take the entertainment center, and she's trying for the gold. But along the way, they pick up a lot of things. Elizabeth, as a matter of fact, with the fame game and instant bargains, has got luggage, the camping gear, the chair, trip to New Orleans, 800 in cash. Without anything else, Elizabeth's got $4,606 in cash and prizes. So there's a lot of good things to pick up along the way there. Of course, you got to get control or you've got to get the lead. And right now it is Dave in the lead at 35, Gabriel at 28, and Elizabeth trying for the gold. She's at 25, but she's trailing by 10. What holiday do we celebrate on the fourth Thursday in November? Elizabeth.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving it is. The champion goes into second place. The theme song from this situation comedy began, Come and Listen to a Story, Dave?
Gilligan's Island.
Oh. Come and listen to a story about a man named Gilligan. Moved into the Beverly Hillbillies. A man named Jed, I was going to say, and you lose five on that, Dave. Sorry about that, the incorrect answer. As a verb, this word means to restrain. As a noun, it's the raised divider between the sidewalk and street. How is it?
Retainer.
No. Curb. And the champion takes a backward step, losing five. The equivalent of mass and energy was proven in Einstein's, Elizabeth?
Theory of relativity.
That's exactly what it is. E equals MC squared. Elizabeth gets that five right back to 30. Well, it is time now for an instant bargain, and we've got a tie and a very close game. Dave, your first opportunity to buy, you're tied with Elizabeth. You both have a $2 lead over Gabriel. Would one of you like this?
Elizabeth or Dave, here's a hot gift for your home. Lopi's wood-burning system. It helps you beat the high cost of home heating with decorative brass or nickel arched doors and etched glass. Furnished by Lopi International Limited. This stove is normally priced at $950. And today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $12.
Well, this must be an Einstein stove. This is a Franklin stove. That's Mr. Franklin sitting there, $950 worth. Dave and Elizabeth, only one of you can have it. Tough game, close game, $12 it would cost. I'll cut it in half. You can have it for $6. Elizabeth will buy it for $6. She likes the stove. Champion taking a chance. Enjoy the $950 stove. We knock $6 off your score. Elizabeth goes to 24. She's confident, but she trails by $6. How many legs will you find on your basic spider? Dave?
8.
That's right. On your basic, on the souped-up model, it must be more. Dave gets another 5. Goes to 35. California gold rush of 1849 began when gold, Elizabeth?
Sutter's Creek.
I've got to check with that. I judge. More information, please.
There was a Sutter's Mill, Sutter's Creek.
The judge will accept it because you said Sutter. It was Sutter's Mill. It was by the creek. You said Sutter. You've got yourself another 5. I agree with the judge. Good decision. You're up to 29. Yes. You gave Mr. Sutter. That's really what we needed for the gist of that question. In what American city can you visit the majestic Gateway Arch? Dave.
St. Louis.
St. Louis is where it is, and Dave, up to $40. For what Roman leader is the month of July? Elizabeth.
Julius Caesar.
That's who it's named for, Julius Caesar. You weren't so confident, but you were right. You've got another 5 to 34. What is the famous Eskimo word for house? Dave.
Igloo.
Igloo is exactly what it is in Dave the 45. Yes. Did you know, talking about Eskimos, absolutely true, Eskimos have 435 different words for snow. Here in Los Angeles, where we tape Sale of the Century, we've got 137 words for smog. We'll be right back. Well, it was very nice talking to Elizabeth about that stove. She and her husband just got a new house, and that's exactly what she wanted for that new house, to enjoy that Franklin stove. And, of course, you are trailing right now, but you're $1 away from the gold coins. Of course, you must win. Elizabeth at 34, Gable at 28, and Dave in the lead at 45. Once again, the fame game. Buzz in when you know a famous place. I am the capital and largest city of my country. I stand on a plateau more than 2,000 feet above sea level. Most of my... Gabriel.
Lima.
Incorrect. Took a chance. Did not pay off. No dollar value. You're playing for a pick of the board, so you stay at 28, but you're out of the rest of the question. I'll clear the board. Continue for Dave and Elizabeth. Elizabeth doesn't need any more information.
Mexico City?
Incorrect. Oh, Dave, what a break for you. You've got the rest of the question all to yourself, so please don't shout out any answers. It is just for Dave. Most of my stores close for lunch for 3 hours. Dinner is usually at 10 p.m. Large crowds attend the bullfights at my Plaza de Toros, but soccer is more popular. I am the home of the Prado Museum. During the Spanish Civil War, I was the scene of fierce fighting between loyalists and the rebels under Franco. I am the city of...
Madrid.
Madrid, that's what it is. They buzzed in, you took advantage of it, and now, Dave, what are you going to get up there on that board?
Let me have number 7, please.
And behind number 7, we have $600 in cash.
That's $600 in cash. That goes right into your pocket. That is yours to keep, no matter how you finish the game. Congratulations. Of course, he did not find the money cards. They stay up there. We'll add a $25 money card later. Gabriel and Elizabeth, you're back in now with this question for 5. What nation adheres to a controversial and repressive racial policy? Dave.
South Africa.
Known as apartheid, it is indeed South Africa. And Dave hits the $50 mark. And for you to get him to pull a little bit away from the champion. This German word can be traced back to the Latin word Caesar, and it was the title of the German and Austrian emperor. Elizabeth.
Czar.
No. Kaiser. Kaiser comes from Caesar. Kaiser. The champion takes a backward step down to $29. TV history was made in 1955 when this long-running variety show changed its name from Toast of the Town. Elizabeth.
To the Ed Sullivan Show.
That's what they did. And Elizabeth gets that $5 right back. But with an instant bargain this time, Dave, you are in the lead all by yourself. So think about it. You might like this.
Dave, here's the perfect match. You and this versatile home computer. It may help you streamline your business and personal life and give you hours of fun, too. A personal home computer furnished by Computer Showcase. This great computer is normally priced at $1,799. And today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $15.
And it works for computer dating, too. Now, isn't that... Dave, could you use something like that?
I sure could.
That's great. It's a $1,799 computer. Cost you just $15. You have a $16 lead. If you bought that computer, your lead would be $1. You'd have a $1 lead over the champion. But I'll make it an over $2,000 bargain. I'll give you $300 in cash. A $2,099 bargain, but your lead would be cut to $1. Do you want that computer and $300 in cash going once, going twice, and no sale? Not buying. Dave hangs on to the lead. He's not too happy that he didn't get it. Elizabeth's not too happy that he didn't buy it. We'll be right back. Our champion has confidently done some buying, and right now she is trailing. She's $1 away from those gold coins. She needs $35, but she needs the win, and she is at 34. It is Dave in the lead at 50. Gabriel not out of it at 28. Back with us. When Moses and his people were starving in the wilderness, food was miraculously... Dave?
Manna.
Provided from heaven, manna from heaven. You are right, and you go to 55. Yes. Great anticipation on that one. What name is given to the Earth's only natural satellite? Elizabeth.
The moon.
The moon is exactly what it is. The champion has heard something goes to 39. Name the 1969 Paul Newman film which won an Oscar. Gabriel?
HUD.
Oh, for the song Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. That was Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, and Gabriel takes a backward step. Well, the third and final crack of that fame game, there is a big $25 money card up there on the board. Could be the difference in an important match. A famous person. I was born in Boston in 1735. I served in the French and Indian War and took part in the Boston Tea Party. My father was a silversmith, and I later took up the same trade. Dave.
Paul Revere.
Paul Revere is right. And Dave, very importantly, gets control of that board. And now, what number do you want up there on the board?
Let's try number three, Jim.
And behind number three, we have $10.
Of money cards.
Number six and the number one.
But Dave got a $10 money card added to his score. He goes to $65. And now we finish up the game with the speed round. As I said, Elizabeth has enough money for the gold coins, but she must win. As we start the speed round, 60 seconds on the clock, please. Dave at 65, Elizabeth at 39, Gabriel at 23. We start the speed round now. In the old proverb, what does familiarity breed? Dave.
Contempt.
Right. What TV show's theme is moving on up? Dave.
The Jeffersons.
Right. In what southwestern state was the first atomic bomb? Elizabeth.
Nevada.
Wrong. What is the title of our national anthem? Dave.
The Star-Spangled Banner.
Right. On what mountain did Moses receive the Ten Commandments? Dave.
Zion.
Wrong. How many keys are there on a standard piano? Elizabeth.
88.
Right. Who is the Lone Ranger's sidekick? Dave.
Tonto.
Right. What does the Roman numeral C say? Elizabeth.
100.
Right. In what state are you if you're climbing Pike's Peak? Elizabeth.
Colorado.
Right. In what country can you visit the tomb of King Tut? Dave.
Egypt.
Right. What unit of measurement is equal to 2.54 centimeters?
Time.
Time is up. Clear the board. In what state is Fort Knox? Elizabeth.
Kentucky.
Right. What was the middle name of the English novelist William Maugham? Elizabeth.
Somerset.
Right. Of what African nation is Addis Ababa, the capital? Elizabeth.
Nigeria.
Time is up, but it didn't make any difference. Dave, you were the new champion with $85. Congratulations. And we'll be back to the new champion in just a moment. First of all, and Elizabeth didn't lose any money because she answered after the bell, the African nation of Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Ethiopia. And 2.54 centimeters is equal to 1 inch. That's what that is. And you said Mount Zion. No, the Ten Commandments, Mount Sinai. Mount Sinai. And it was in New Mexico that the first atomic bomb was detonated. Well, we have to say goodbye to a fine champion. She tried once too often going for the gold coins, but nonetheless, she is not going home empty-handed.
No.
Fine champion. She got some of the things she wanted with the... I remember you got a trip to New Orleans that you wanted. You and your husband will enjoy the wood stove for the house. You've got an espresso maker, very luxurious, lovely chair. The camping gear, the luggage, $859 in cash. Well, you are over $5,600 in cash and prizes, Elizabeth. Good luck in the new home. Thank you. You've been a fine champion.
It was fun.
And Gabriel, I'm delighted you're not going home empty-handed because you've got that little micro TV, which is wonderful. And with the cash in front of you, you're over $500 in cash and prizes.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you. But Dave Zuckerman is the new champion, and Dave's going shopping with me. Come on up here, Dave. Well, you were very formidable against the fine champion. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Dave, you won with $85. With that $85, say yes, and this is yours.
You'll get some spectacular shots with this fantastic camera. From Sweden, the limited edition motorized Hasselblad anniversary camera, commemorating 20 years of space photography, furnished by Sammy's Camera. And this great camera, normally priced at $2,999, yours on sale of the century for only $85.
And that's exactly how much money you've got. You've got $85, say yes. You can have that camera and leave with, I think you pick up $600 up there on the board, which is nice. Should you decide to put the money in the bank instead, not take the camera, and come back and play on, every five shows we change all our sales merchandise. So if you came back, everything would change. The next thing up the line, you would need another win and $90 more for a wonderful trip to Canada that you might enjoy. Beyond that, if you got the $260, there is a diamond bracelet. There are a lot of lovely prizes there. And, of course, we always have a beautiful automobile. There'll be one. And if you got the $750, which is a ways away, but it's been done a couple of times, we would give you every prize we've got, plus this.
A cash jackpot of $53,000.
And it keeps growing at $1,000 a day. So, Dave, your decision now. You can take the camera and the tripod and leave, or put your money in the bank. Play on. The trip to Canada will be next. Think about it for a moment. Then we'll get your answer. Yeah. chatting with our new champion, Dave Zuckerman, here. And Dave, as you know, you've got $85. That is enough money for you to buy the camera and the tripod and leave with the cash. As a matter of fact, that would give you a total of $3,968 should you decide to leave. That wouldn't be a bad total to leave with.
No, not at all.
Of course, you can put the money in the bank. That's always the kicker, isn't it? You got to come back and risk it that you could win again. $90 more you would need and the win for a lovely trip to Canada. Dave, what's it going to be?
I had such a good time today, Jim. I think I want to go to Canada. I'm going to come back.
All right, he's coming back, and a very good champion he is, too. So we'll put his money in the bank. We'll have him up $1,000 in the cash jackpot. Dave will be vying for $54,000 in the cash jackpot against two new challengers. Next time on Sale of the Century. Bye for now.
All prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.